Some American cities are seeing plenty of new arrivals these days. People looking for, among other things, convenience, the benefit of being close to public transportation, retail shops, food, and entertainment. That's certainly one story of the urban boom. Another is this: plenty of neighborhoods, especially low-income areas, remain far from those appealing conveniences. This is a challenge Washington, D.C. is confronting, as NPR's Leah Binkovitz reports.
Just a 10-minute drive south of the U.S. Capitol building, across the Anacostia River, sits Congress Heights. The neighborhood, less than 2 miles long, is home to more than 8,000 people, many in single-family houses. But if you're looking for a sit-down meal, options are scarce. Up Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, just outside the neighborhood's boundaries, Georgina's. It's a former strip club that serves a gracious soul food menu. It's long been the block's only bar and restaurant. Beyond that, your options are the Liquor Mart, an IHOP, and a couple of carryout places. Still, the city's planning office thinks this busy corridor has potential. So do the people who live here. Donny Sito saw an opportunity about a year ago when he opened his own cell phone store.
With this particular store, I have a larger variety of merchandise, including DC Lottery, scratch tickets, hats, gloves, just a large variety.
He's lived in Congress Heights in Southeast DC for 6 years. It's a largely low-income area. It's also a stable one with century-old churches, a nearby military base, and pockets of a professional class. But for potential businesses, low income can seem an insurmountable hurdle. Sito doesn't see it that way.
As long as you cater to the needs of the customers and you listen to what the customers say and what they want and you bring it into the stores, yes, they will buy it and they will patronize your business.
If it's that simple, why aren't restaurants and retailers popping up along this well-trafficked street? There's more than one answer here, but what it often boils down to can be said in two words: bulletproof glass.
I get to know the families. I know from the kids, the grandmothers, the parents. That's why I'm not behind bulletproof glass. Whereas a lot of other businesses you go to, everyone has bulletproof glass. Why? What are you so afraid of?
For businesses, it's often two things: actual crime and the perception of crime. Heather Arnold studies great streets for a living. She directs research for the D.C.-based planning and design firm Street Sense. At a Thursday night meeting in the neighborhood, she says one can impact the other.
It's almost like if you don't have the confidence in your neighborhood to deserve a vibrant street, then you're not going to strive for it.
Crime is a real concern here. Congress Heights had more than 100 violent crimes in the past year. But other trendier nightlife spots in the city with their own crime problems don't have the same reputation, which leads to the second issue, perception. Arnold explains that residents often didn't feel Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue really belonged to them.
They didn't think it was representative of their community. They had really, in some ways, abandoned it a long time ago.
When she asked residents to describe the main drag, many said it was unsafe and that they preferred to spend their time and money elsewhere. Arnold says there's hope for Congress Heights. That's where the so-called Vibrant Retail Streets Toolkit comes in. Arnold worked with the city planning office to break down the numbers behind great streets around the world. The program then applies those same metrics, things like density, education attainment, and daytime population. From there, it charts what types of businesses a community can realistically attract.
I always say to them, I would love an Ann Taylor in my basement, but I don't shop there enough to justify having one in my own house. And so I try to explain to communities that just because you would shop there doesn't mean that there's enough money being spent within your market in order to justify there being a store.
Once they know what's in reach, the toolkit gives specific steps to get there. Some are big, like helping stores get zoned for outdoor seating. Others are smaller, like efforts to slow down traffic to make the street more pedestrian-friendly. Arnold is already working with groups like the local Main Street Organization, led by Rodney Bunn. At the meeting, Bunn says he believes this could work.
I grew up in Congress Heights, so I know it's a great place to come.
It is.
But, you know, there are some people who still have reservations, you know. I believe we can change them.
He says the money and demand is there. Just look at the new Giant supermarket right outside the neighborhood. He says lines there are always long.
Believe it or not, if we had another Giant somewhere on Martin Luther King Avenue, we could be stealing like half that money.
A grocery store, a restaurant, it could mean a new street. Leah Binkovitz, NPR News.